16 after 7 o'clock now, 7:16. I'm Dave Williams with Nicole Osei.
Good morning.
For Amy, who's still recovering from her surgery. All right. Lawsuits brought by survivors and relatives of people killed in mass shootings can amount to millions of dollars for companies. Something we don't often think about when we hear these stories about mass shootings, or even, you know, one or two people getting shot with an active shooter situation in a business. And a local agency started offering active shooter insurance. Sounds a little macabre at first, perhaps. But if you think about it, and especially if you run a business, you own your own business, this is something that you really should pay attention to, because you could lose your business based on something that is absolutely no fault of yours. Founder and CEO of GDP Advisors, Seth Denson, joins us. Good morning, Seth.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Dave, Nicole. Thanks for having me on this morning.
Thanks for joining us. Tell us about your active shooter insurance, what it amounts to, and when you came up with it.
Yeah, you know, listen, my background, interestingly enough, is not in commercial risk. It's in healthcare management and healthcare insurance. However, our firm and my business partner, who's really more of the brain behind this, part of our process at our firm is that we have a patented process in which we identify, quantify, and prioritize risk. Those things that maybe necessarily fall outside the boundaries of insurance. And part of our regular internal process is getting together with our underwriting partners and just kind of looking behind the curtains to say, where are areas of emerging risks that are coming in our society that insurance market really hasn't responded to? And a couple of years ago, obviously, with the increase in active shooter situations, this was a prime topic for us. And we looked and found that, you know, most insurance policies don't address active shooter situations. And it was something that the insurance market needed to address, as business owners were really left vulnerable without really understanding or knowing that the policies had these gray areas that weren't definitive.
Are there certain types of businesses that you market to that are more open to this type of insurance?
I'll be real with you. We haven't marketed a lot of this insurance for the reasons you mentioned at the outline. We don't want to be known as that firm that came up with a policy to potentially capitalize on this. So we've been real careful not to even put it out there, but it's a real need that we need to address. So originally when we launched it, it specifically was available for schools. And then we expanded into houses of worship. And then now it's available across all markets in all businesses.
Seems to me that, you know, the likelihood of becoming victimized, having an active shooting situation go down at your particular business, would be rather small, so it can't be terribly expensive, is it?
It's really not. You know, the whole underwriting process is more of a risk assessment on the front end to find out the potential vulnerability, and the rates and premiums are determined based on that. Think about it from a healthcare perspective, right? Typically, health insurance is risk-based. If you already have certain illnesses or conditions, the risk might be more expensive. And so it's kind of the same thing here. Premium wise, though, it's relatively inexpensive in the array of other areas of insurance, the insurances that businesses purchase, but the protections are significant. But the key thing here is, and this is a thing that we're very passionate about, prevention is the best thing. And so to qualify to have the liability of something, of an active shooter situation, available to an organization, you must undergo, and it's provided by the policy, a complete risk assessment and vulnerability assessment, and then training on what to do if a situation like this arises. If you want the insurance company to cover the liability, you have to be well prepared. And we think this is what could really help organizations, whether they be schools, churches, or businesses, prevent active shooter situations, and if they occur, reduce the potential hazards that come with that.
You know, a lot of people in these situations always, you hear people saying, I never thought it would happen to me. When you're talking to a company, what would you say to them to get them to purchase this policy?
You know, unfortunately, if you look in the news today, as we all see, these are becoming real situations each and every day. I mean, you know, and let's just think about all the other things that we buy insurance for, right? Hazards, floods, fires, health, right? I never think I could get cancer, but it's sadly a reality. I never thought that our building would burn down, but it's reality. You don't buy insurance for things that you are guaranteed would happen. You buy insurance for the potential of things happening. And so what we would recommend to any organization isn't just, hey, look at this and buy it. It's look at your organization, identify the risks within it, and where are we vulnerable that there is something out there that can protect us. And so that's where we would tell any organization to look at something like this. And whether it's this or any other insurance, let's really understand where our risks are, what's causing them, and how we can prevent them.
All right. This is very interesting. Seth, thank you very much for your time this morning. We appreciate it.
Hey, thanks for having me on.
Seth Denson, he is founder and CEO of GDP Advisors. That's George David Paul Advisors, if you want to check him out. He is local.